A street protest against rising food costs recently turned violent in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, as well as in cities in other developing countries.
There are rising food prices.
Peter Schmierden of the World Food Program explains what the higher costs mean for aid agencies in Somalia.
We may have to either cut rations or cut the number of people that we feed in Somalia because of these increased costs. So what we very much hope for is that donors will be able to step forward to cover these increased costs so that we can continue to help these people who are in such desperate need.
World Bank President Robert Zoellick says food inflation disproportionately affects the world's poor.
In Bangladesh, a 2-kilogram bag of rice like this now consumes about half of the daily income of a poor family.
A drought in Australia and crop diseases in other parts of the world have contributed to the diminishing food supply. There also is increased demand in other countries. Christopher Flavin is president of World Watch Institute.
As China and other developing countries increase their consumption of meat and of dairy products and a whole variety of other things that require lots of grain and soybeans to produce them, it means that supply is now having a hard time keeping up with demand.
Higher fuel prices are partly to blame for the rising cost of food. Researcher Nicholas Minette of the International Food Policy Research Institute says fuel prices not only affect production costs, but they also entice farmers to convert land to biofuel production.
As oil prices go up, ethanol becomes more profitable, and this draws maize and other commodities into biofuel production, which pulls it out of food production and increases the price of maize for food.
Minette says removing trade barriers could help mitigate the food crisis, but he says more research and technology is needed to produce ample energy and food for the world. Brian Padden, VOA News.